solace, except you knew she was there, or you hoped she was there, and you hoped she still loved you if she ever did. Looking back now on what has taken place in the last few days, I wonder if I'm happy, being that I have never been happy before. I don't know. And Donna is my woman. Can you imagine I have a woman who says she loves me? I mean, she might mean it. And although I'm known as a love poet, I know nothing of it. I've only recorded the dull affairs with half-dead women, not alive girls who give everything except what a man wants.
I am your priest. Joe. I spin. I now. I spin. I now.
Estou em Angola. Intestinal troubles, and then the riots came. There you were, holy, pure, almost immaculate, but intentionally dishonest to the core. And dishonest to your young, your poor, your blacks, to all of your people who were yearning to be free. Your factories hummed, spewed smoke into the air, trains ran, usually on time. The hours some of your workers spent were well paid. Your stores were stocked with unusual goods, both foreign and domestic. Your capacity for national fulfillment was unlimited, but all was not well. A black baby cried in the Delta night, in the slum slam street chits of Harlem, cried from the pain of mismealed cramps, while your astronauts circled Russia, the heavens, and other such places, munching on concentrated bits of specially designed foods. None of your people, St. America, came from the sky. They came from every land on earth, ideas from every language spoken. They came to you bringing latent hate that was allowed to develop by an articulate, reasonable folk who should have known better. The English, a civilized people, had their day. The Spanish, the French, the Arabs, the Greeks and Romans, their day. And then, St. America, you had yours. No single country in our world deserved it less or more. That tortured, twisted spiraling from the top to whatever the bottom was. Toward the ending, speed freaks buzzed your streets, nursing languages that only he could understand, hopping from car to car on the perpetually Christmas tree-lit streets, chanting Dylan's litanies. Chinese hipsters and yarmulkes perched on the Pacific edges, fishing for miles following with an outdated game and bubblegum wads of raw shit. Paranoid dudes waded through fields of sly weed, watching for the man as they harvested. It was a bad scene. Old, funky black studs, aged in aspic and chitlin' juice, with scorched lips and runny noses, crouched against dimly lit street signs, waiting, always waiting, for wild, wild horses to pull them away. Flower children spun around and round, oblivious to flowers, but totally caught up in the beauty of the weed. St. America decks it up, slowed down, tuned in, turned on, loaded back, fucked up, smacked, smashed, bent, spaced out, fouled to a way out extent. And then, St. America, Nixon became your president.
They shot.